Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here comes the. Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Live from the VIP, heard the nightlife, lost lifehood.
Watson around the Roby high ball screen once, twice. Now a bounce pass to Roby. Stands there, Statue of Liberty play. Now bolts to the cup, he's foul, he lays it in. 8 seconds to shoot. Ayala guarding Watson. Left-handed dribble, pull-up, contested three, tumbling toward the goal, in it drops. Coach Turgeon will call off his Turtles as Watson's going to dribble out the clock. A gleeful Big Red cheering section. For the final score, Nebraska 69, Maryland 61.
All right, let's do this. Happy Victory Friday, Husker fans. Welcome into Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. I'll say it again. Happy Victory Friday.
Wow.
There is, other than Bonehead for Iowa, there are very few coaches I like to see mad. Like, I like to see the Terps coach.
Mark Turgeon.
Turgeon. Yes, he gets watching after. Him get mad is awesome.
It's awesome. He the difference like, is he's respectful when he does it.
Yes, but when he got teed up.
That was awesome. Woo! Wrong time. By the way, there's good times for teasing, there's bad. That was good for us, bad for him. Bad timing.
Welcome into the show, guys. We have a ton to get to. Of course, your phone calls, 402-466-3776. Did you see what was going up? Did you see? I was downtown yesterday.
Ooh.
About 6 o'clock. I was walking over to Longwell's. Schmitty was down there. Thought I'd go say hi. Did you look over in front of PBA and see what was over there?
No.
I thought I saw the statue being erected again.
No.
I thought I saw the 10-mile statue. Or maybe it was Johnny Trueblood. I don't know which. But there was definitely something going on.
You could smell it in the air.
You could, hey.
You could feel it. It's a feeling.
10 miles. Sweet 16 prediction still in play.
It's still in play.
Winning the Big Ten is still in play, Hooks.
What do they say? All our objectives are still in front of us?
They're still in front of us. Welcome into the show. You can call in 402-466-3776. There's a lot to get to. Full transparency. I didn't think Nebraska would still be in the tournament right now. So on Monday, I got us Brian Johans from NFL Draft Geek coming up in 15 minutes. I'm excited to talk with him. We got some NFL that we'll be talking in 15 minutes. Full transparency. I thought Nebraska would be bounced, and maybe we're talking about whoever they were hiring as their next coach. Instead, Tim Miles is building that statue of himself in front of the PBA as we speak. So we'll get to a lot of Nebraska basketball talk. We got some talk with Brian about the NFL draft coming up. If you got a favorite NFL team you want us to talk about, we will do that. Hour two, Dane Todd's in the house. We will be hanging out with Dane starting at 10 a.m.
DDT,
Dr. Dane Todd from Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, is going to be fired up to talk about everything that's going on with Nebraska basketball as well.
Wow.
We even will get a extra 15 minutes again today.
Bonus.
So we're not off the air till 11:15. And I promise we won't forget about it this time.
We didn't yesterday.
Did we not?
No.
Okay.
I was here.
I was.
Willie J was here.
I was down pooping. So that's what's going on today. How about this, man? Nebraska basketball. By the way, did you foresee one Johnny Trueblood outscoring Bruno Mars from their basketball team?
No, who did?
Yeah.
Nobody did. I mean, come on. Like you said, nobody predicted this. Nobody was on that side of it. Like I said, when we left the show yesterday, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. We were wrong. That's great. Man. We're still playing.
I felt like you had like 1,000 reasons to want to be right, though.
Not that many.
Not that many.
That's all right. I don't mind it. They're still playing.
Hooks was all cranky yesterday, and I just assumed it was because he bet on Maryland.
No, that stuff doesn't get in my way of my moods.
Okay, good.
I was way over the top. You were there. We were excited when they won.
Oh, dude, we were down at Rosie's hanging out. Yeah, we're excited. Are we going back there again today?
It might be the spot.
Might be the spot. Go to Rosie's and hang out and enjoy the game. We got to get our spotter on the fire pit.
So we can watch those TVs. Same chairs, everything. Just getting the same chairs.
Yeah. Do we have to have Coozer buy all the drinks again just to be lucky?
We'll see. That was him paying his juice yesterday.
Tell him for the sake of the basketball team, he's got to pick up
the
bill.
For the sake of it, we can't change.
Yeah. Everything has to be the same.
We can't change.
So Nebraska wins. Okay, so... The storyline, if you guys know, I'm sure you do, if you're on Twitter, if you're listening to radio shows, the storyline of this that most people are talking about is save Tim Miles, right? Is that mostly what you see? Like, that's the reaction of people? I feel like we're doing an injustice to the team and the players if that's what the whole topic's about. Even though that's the lead story and that's all you see people tweeting about.
All you see about right
now. If you missed, I put out a GIF yesterday because there's no secret, right? The university's been reaching out. I told you, I know for a fact two coaches that they've reached out to. I know this. I have sources very close to this thing that I trust of two coaches that they've reached out to.
Mm-hmm. They have. Come on.
They've had discussions, okay? So Moose is working in the background the same way that he did with Coach Frost. I put out a GIF, and it's that one of the rapper with all the people. Did you see it, Baby Wipes?
It's awesome.
Yeah, I did, actually.
It's the one with the rapper, and he's like, where he's standing there, like, yeah, and it's Tim Miles' head. And then the one that comes through with his hand on his face, like he can't believe what just happened, is an angry Bill Moose.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Because Bill Moose has to be sitting there going, what do I do with this?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what kind of position am I sitting in right now?
What do you think his reaction was when he got the update on his phone?
He was pissed. I guarantee it. I mean, I listen.
Yeah, but
I,
come on.
I'm not. Are you kidding?
He probably was. But
those two don't like each other.
I know. I get it. He's probably pissed. But let's not. Let's put this in perspective. Like this,
he was mad.
This shouldn't be about the last three games. It is becoming that. But he's been doing this for like months.
I know.
People are getting all wrapped up and they're thinking like it's like save this thing. But this has been happening for months. This isn't like he woke up and was like, well, we're this record. We might as well start looking tomorrow.
Right. He's been looking for.
Come
months.
On.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I promise you 30 days ago, I saw photos of text chains involving a coach talking and discussions going on. So I saw it. I can tell you that.
It's
Here's what I'll say on first of all on the team. Here's what I love is happening, okay? And I don't believe that there is a coach in the nation that would have seen this coming and or made these changes considering the players you had on your team. But why is this team succeeding right now? One of the big factors, I think, there's two major things. One, your shooters are hitting, right?
They're playing well.
Like Palmer is playing out of his mind right now.
We were 24-55 yesterday.
At one point in that game yesterday, Palmer in the tournament had 48 points, and the rest of the team had like 46.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
At one point. Now, then you had Watson and Roby go on a tear, so that helped things. So your big three is playing better than they have in a long time, right? Here's the other thing that I can't see. I don't know how Miles would have affected this. I don't know how any coach. I don't care if you had Krzyzewski here, okay? I don't know how you would have seen this coming or seen how this played out. But having some combination of Borchardt, Trueblood, and Thorier on the floor, having some combination of those guys has led to hustle. It's led to ball movement. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons it's led to ball movement is because they don't just pass back to the big three. How many times do you see, and I'm not picking on Thomas Allen, I'm not picking on these other, but how many times would you see those guys out there, no one's moving, and the ball would come to them and they would just give it right back to whoever passed it to them? These guys don't do that one.
They move.
Listen, freaking Thorier and Johnny Trueblood.
They don't sit still.
They just run back and forth along the baseline. Mm-hmm. They slide to get open for shots. I like that. They almost play more of like a pickup style basketball in the sense that they're playing within the offense, but they flow with where the ball is and react to it, and they're thinking ahead and that kind of stuff. Because we know they're not physically like uber talented. So you got to have something to be at a school like this at this level. And it's made all the difference in the world. Think about how many rebounds yesterday, second chance points, or even just made it harder on Maryland when Johnny Trueblood or Thorier or one of those guys was smacking the ball, or at least it got in the hand of one of the, and they're smacking it out of his hand, and it's disrupting everything.
Yeah. You say that, like there's a couple stats yesterday, like within this game, that blew me away. One, when you, if I tell you that we won, we were plus 8 in points in the paint.
It's crazy.
In fact, second chance points, plus 8. Second chance points. How we haven't done that most of the year.
How many times did you see, and you know why it was affected that way? The guys that were scoring them on the second chance points, it was still Roby, but the difference was is Roby had dudes in there that the other team had to account for, at least blocking out and doing, and they were hands smacking, you know, like it was, there is something to be said if you've ever played basketball, I don't care at what level, for having a couple hustle guys on your team. You could have some of the most talented dudes in the world, but if you got a couple guys that are willing to expend a ton of energy on defense, and they also know that my sole goal right now is to move, force the defense to have to follow me and mess them up a little bit. Like, that's a good player
to
have.
They just have active hands. They really do. It's crazy. Love it.
But it's nuts how this is all played out.
Ooh. I got breaking news.
Oh, I forgot that was our breaking news.
Time out.
Kareem Hunt being suspended for 8 games.
That's it?
There you go. Eight games. I saw
Chiefs should have never cut him. That's so ridiculous.
Why do you think that's ridiculous?
Because the Chiefs should never cut him. It makes me. There's a lot. I don't want to talk about it right now.
But Wisconsin is probably a better matchup for us, right?
Man, I said this when I came in. I said it yesterday. I think we have a better chance, if you put these two teams together, I think we have a better chance of beating Wisconsin than everybody would say that we did against Maryland.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. It depends on if Wisconsin's hotter than fish grease when they're out there shooting.
Is the third day, you think, the day that their legs kind of, you know?
I don't know, man. You got the confidence level that these guys are running with. I mean, anybody listening to this show, like, I know most of the people listening here never played college basketball, much less ever played in a tournament like, you know, the Big Ten tournament.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But average Joe's listening to this show. If you've played in the Cornhusker State games, or you've played in softball tournaments, or you've played in whatever, name it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe as a kid you played in Hoop It Up all weekend.
Right.
Like, we've all been there where you've fought through being sore and tired as an average Joe. These guys are elite athletes that are phenomenally trained and just like 10 times the... I have a feeling the way they're playing, we won't get that dead leg thing unless that confidence level drops because they're getting their butt kicked. Then you'll start seeing guys, because that's what happens. You start realizing you're tired when you start losing, but I don't think they'll get to that.
No, it's a pure adrenaline rush right now. It's an adrenaline rush.
Can I tell you something that was a breath of fresh air, and this is why they're winning? Another factor that has nothing to do with Tim Miles. It's just part of what's going on around this team. Do you guys remember yesterday with 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game? Johnny Trueblood threw the ball over. They were trying to break the press.
Yeah.
And he threw the ball over. Who was it that he threw the ball over?
Roby.
Was it Roby? Mm-hmm. Which you really got to airmail that thing to get it over Roby, right?
Right.
Earlier in the year against Texas Tech or against Clemson, when that happened, similar stuff, what did we see in the huddle?
Miles was pissed.
Miles was mad. And then what do we see from your best two players? Two of your best players. Yelling at each other.
Yep.
Right?
That was Clemson, by the way.
What did Johnny Trueblood do? He just started smiling.
Look.
And he walked up to Roby and was like, "My bad, dude." And Roby just laughed. And then
they were having a good time yesterday.
Freaking started playing defense.
How about Johnny banging that three and looking at the bench, too?
Oh, yeah.
You know
who Johnny Trueblood's turned into?
He's letting those walk-ons know.
You know who he's turned into that this team was missing?
Who's that?
Your boy.
Evan Taylor.
Oh,
he's turned into the Evan Taylor of this team. I honestly think Johnny Trueblood is somehow like the leader of these guys.
He's turned
like,
into it.
Like, you see that
he's the
photo?
Oldest guy there.
I know. And you see that photo where he's like flexing and they're just like laughing like this goomer over here.
He's bringing an energy.
He's figured out how to bring energy, how to be a leader. And it's in his own way. Like, this is the stuff that this team needed.
It is.
And that, it's so crazy that this is where it came from.
I thought Miles had an interesting point. If you saw pregame, they did a little pregame interview with Miles. And he talked about maybe what an advantage would be that they now that they had played there already in Maryland Hatton. So remember when we talk about that, right? When they go into these bigger arenas and the backdrops look different, things like that, they're the newbie. You're going to get, I thought he was kind of crazy, but you could see Maryland a little bit off. But our defensive pressure was really good. We guarded the perimeter so well yesterday. That could be one of those factors today. Wisconsin hasn't played yet.
Oh, yeah?
In there. They have not been in the United Center.
It's hard to shoot.
It's hard to shoot.
Hey, real quick, I got a tweet coming in. Tell me how you feel about this, okay? Because now this tweet, Clark is tweeting the show. And this tweet, we're going to talk a lot about this in hour number two. We'll talk about the game today in hour number two. There's a lot to get to on this thing. But this tweet that I'm about to give you is exactly the conversation that's going on. We had people messaging us during the game about Miles needs an extension. Some people, like, you're getting the hashtag Save Miles now. You're seeing on Twitter. You've got media members, some national and local, now stumping for Tim Miles, which is so strange to me.
It's very strange.
Like, there's a difference between being on this show, and we're going to have, like, a legit sports talk conversation about here's what Bill Moose needs to think about. In the, do I keep Tim Miles? Has he shown me enough with these this three-game winning streak, whatever? And then what things do I need to see still, that kind of stuff. But here, this tweet is perfect. Are you ready? This is what the discussion is. Guys, again, this comes from Clark. I appreciate it, Clark. Guys, what's happening here is this lack of team is forcing Miles to use Glenn, JPJ, and Roby all the time. No subs. It's taking Miles' crazy sub rotations out of the equation, and look, we're winning. Imagine if Miles would have used this strategy since Cope is out. How, I have a thought on that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, I tend to agree based on the rotation. We talked about that a lot throughout the year on how crazy the rotations were at times, and he got lost in the mix a little bit, didn't have right combos and things like that. So I think he's on it.
Okay, so
I think he's on it a little bit based on some of that.
I think there is something to be said about what he's saying, but here's how I'm gonna put it a little differently, okay? You started the season with a team identity. We knew our identity to start the season. You had Copeland,
yes.
You had your big five. Remember the minutes they were playing to start the season?
A lot.
It was stupid a lot. And what did we talk about?
The
how
legs.
They're gonna get tired.
The
right?
Legs are gonna get tired.
Okay. So now injuries start happening, legs are getting tired. So now you're forced out of your super simple identity, which is I'm going to run my starting five into the ground. I have no bench. Here we go. The problem earlier in the year with playing guys like True Blood, Thorier, and those guys, what happened? They weren't part of the identity.
No.
They got in, and it was like oil and water. The offense didn't know how to play with those guys on the floor because it's a whole different style and all these things. What I like about what he said is they have no choice now.
They
now have found an identity again.
They've adapted into what they
right.
are.
Right. And to me, when we talk about Miles and pro or anti or however you want to put it, does he stay, does he go, that sort of stuff, to me, this actually makes the middle of the season even more glaring of a, wow, he couldn't figure it out for almost
We were misfiring a lot.
Until it was forcing his hand again.
And it's been forced.
It was forced to start the season, and then you got injuries, so then he was forced out of it, and he was desperate to find something. Like, I honestly think right now, if Thomas Allen comes back, it screws this whole thing up. And you know how much I like Thomas Allen.
I know. I agree with you. It's the idea. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But does this surprise you, a guy like Johnny Trueblood is bringing the energy?
No.
As much as we had the bench mob last year and the way him and McVay were leading that thing and that energy was there?
Right.
Should not surprise you.
It's not just the energy. It's the, he's just diving into stuff.
Yeah. But it's also a kid that, is from Nebraska.
Right.
Lives it, breathes it, chose to come here, could have went and played a lot of places like D2 or something like that. Because he was a really good high school basketball player. Mm-hmm. But he chose. Like, that's a kid.
Right.
Getting, it's like football. You bring those kids in that know Nebraska, they get it.
All right, I didn't see the name on there. Let's go with that second, number two. Let's do Gerard is what you said. Okay, let's bring in Gerard. Gerard, what's up, man? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Gentlemen.
What up?
Happy, Happy Victory Friday.
Oh, I know. Yes, it feels good, right?
Okay, and I love how you're talking, Huskers. I think you're spot on. I'm calling this morning to throw Will Wilson under the bus.
Whoa!
And here's the deal. I drive 3:30 this morning as I'm driving to Omaha. Bottom of the hour, ESPN Radio. I'm listening. And they bring on the Hall of Famer, Kent Pavelka, call of the game yesterday that was reminded me of his old football calls back when we won championships, okay?
Okay.
It was unbelievable. You guys come on, Victory Friday, and bring on this generic Jack who's making a freaking call of our game and the win.
I know, that guy was boring.
Talk about a buzzkill.
We're not allowed to play Pavelka on our show because he's
spend
property of the university.
Spend some money and play the Hall of Famer.
All right, I'm gonna tell our boss Rob to get his pocketbooks out. Give me and Hooks a raise and pay for that.
I'm with you there.
We'll pass it on.
Oh, you darn right. But don't bring my buzz down just on the break. So Willie J, come on, step your game up.
There you go. I like it.
Appreciate it.
Peace out, boys. Have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you. We'll take one more call, and then we got to get over to Brian. Let's do one more. We got Gary Jerry on the line. Gary Jerry, what's up? Do you want to give give Willie J a hard time?
No, that was really great. That was funny.
That was good. I wish we were allowed to play that call. We get in trouble for that.
I understand that. Hey, real quickly, I heard something from Bill Dolman yesterday that was kind of interesting.
Really? Dolman?
Yeah. Anyway, what he said was that Miles really shines when he coaches kids that don't have the expectations that the superstars have. Colorado State, North Dakota State.
Yeah, I honestly don't think Miles is cut out for being the coach at a place that has expectations of recruits that'll go pro. I agree with you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's not cut out for that.
A lot less pressure there.
And so having said that, what is the makeup of the team next year? I'm not proposing that he stays or goes. It doesn't make any difference to me. But what it does make a difference is how the team performs. And he's getting the best out of these kids who don't have those kinds of expectations.
Can I give you something to think about? And I don't think, respectfully, absolutely, Bill Dolman was thinking about this either when he said that. Because, first of all, Dolman and Miles are friends. But
I understand that. You go ahead.
All right, so here's something to think about. Hooks and I have been telling everybody all season, what about this team? It is the makeup of a tournament team. If they get hot in a weekend, they can beat a bunch of teams that they shouldn't. That was why I kept saying, I feel like their ceiling is like a Sweet 16, that sort of thing. Because that
starting five was
correct,
as good as anybody.
There also is a reason why, and when the team has time to prepare for you, and I'm talking 3 days between games, whatever it might be, there's a reason why these same guys struggled in regular season play.
Yeah.
Because there's more time. But we're in a tournament play. I mean, hell, Hooks just brought up a great fact that Wisconsin hasn't shot inside that arena yet. So they're going to have to be able to get in there and at the beginning of that game get over that, which most teams have a hard time doing, and Nebraska's been doing it. That's not a factor in the regular season, but it's a big positive for us. So I would just say, like, I'm excited. I hope they win this damn Big Ten.
Do it.
And then they give him a big contract because he gets to the Sweet 16, and we're all partying for the next 2 weeks. I am rooting for that.
Why not?
Right?
Absolutely. And you know, the sad part is that people are rooting that he loses because...
No, that's stupid.
It'll play out the way it's supposed to.
I, as a fan, can sit here and tell you that if this thing turns out that this team has great success and he gets an extension, I'm going to be happy. If they lose today by 25 and he's fired tomorrow, we're going to sit down and break down why did that decision have to be made and who's the next coach.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's a question. They don't make the dance unless they win the tournament. I think that's a given.
If they win today and then lose a tough one, we're going to talk about this in hour number two.
Yes,
right.
But Nebraska has more quad one wins and actually more quad one losses than a lot of the teams that are right now looking at getting in the tournament. It's a weird deal, man.
If they win today, I think they go to the NIT.
Oh, yeah. They might already be in
that one right now.
They might already be in that, yeah. Hey, you guys have a good one.
I appreciate you, brother.
This morning.
Yeah, yeah, man. Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
Bye.
Oh, two good calls to start the show.
Wow.
Here's what we're going to do, guys. I told Jerry I was being totally transparent. I didn't think we were still going to be in this tournament. And I scheduled a great guy to come on the show,
Incredible.
And Brian Johans, to talk with NFLDraftGeek.com to talk some NFL draft. By the way, we're real lucky because Brian's from Lincoln. He lives in Lincoln.
Yep.
We got one of the best in the business.
He's incredible.
And he's from town in town here. So we're going to talk a little NFL draft with him. We got Matt Quintero coming on. Then we got Dane Todd, hour two, an extra 15 minutes, by the way, because we go to 11:15. And then we're going to have a ton of topics to hit. Because if you think about it, it's Friday. That means we get off of the air. There are so many different directions that, depending on the outcome of this game today, that this whole deal could go between now and Monday when we talk to you guys next. So we're going to try to hit a lot of those angles, take a lot more phone calls. Great calls so far today, so keep them coming. We'll be back. When we come back, we'll talk some NFL. Tweet at me, @Husker_Nick, @ESPN Hooksy. If you got a favorite NFL team or maybe a player you want me to ask Brian about, we'll do that next.